今天是玛丽弟兄传福音。
This morning, Brother Li Ma will share the message.
他希望我在这里能够给大家做一个简短的见证。
And he has asked me to share my testimony with you.
我很高兴在这里有机会跟大家分享一下。
I'm very happy to share my story with you this morning.
是怎么信主得救的
？And how I was saved.
在我信主得救以前
，Before I was saved.
我有三个不认识。
There were three things that I didn't know.
第一，我不认识神。
Number one, I did not know God.
第二，我不认识真理。
Number two, I did not know the truth.
第三，我不认识我自己。
And the third is that I did not know myself.
这三个不认识。
These three are not knowings.
就使我长期地徘徊在主的救恩大门之外。
Made me to wander outside the door of salvation.
感谢主。
But I praise the Lord.
记得他那永不改变的大爱。
Through his unchanging love.
他在我身上做了奇妙的改变工作。
And he has done wonders in changing my life.
我从不认识神。
From not knowing God.
到认识神。
Now I know him.
从不认识真理。
Not knowing the truth.
到认识真理。
Now I know the truth.
从不认识我自己的本相。
From not knowing my true self.
到认识我自己。
Now I know myself.
从而完成了从一个坚定的无神论者。
From a firm atheist.
到一个基督徒的转变。
And now I have changed to become a Christian.
从而获得了一个崭新的生命。
I have a brand new life.
下面先讲一讲我是怎么样不认识神的。
Let me share with you how I did not know God.
当我来美国留学之前
Before I came to the States to study,
我在国内受的是标准的唯物主义无神论的教育。
I was educated in this typical atheist educational system.
当时的信仰就很简单
My belief was very simple.
这个世界上没有神
There is no God in this world.
信神就是迷信。
If you believe in God, then you are superstitious.
迷信就是愚昧。
Superstitious is foolishness.
愚昧就是反科学。
And that's anti-science.
我是搞科学研究的。
I was studying science.
所以我不能信神。
So I could not believe in God.
感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
他当我踏上美国土地的第一天起。
From the very first day I arrived in the States.
他就在我身上开始了那开启的工作。
He started to reveal himself to me.
说来你们也不相信。
You probably do not believe this.
我的硕士导师。
The advisor for my master's thesis.
我的博士导师。
And also the advisor for my PhD's dissertation.
竟然都是两个虔诚基督徒。
And they were devout Christians.
虽然他们从来没有直接向我传过福音。
Even though they never speak directly share the gospel with me.
但是他们身上流露出的那个基督的性格。深深地感动了我。
But the way that lived their life really manifests Jesus' love and that really touched me.
他们是那样的谦卑，那样的温柔，那样的善良，那样的正直，那样的诚实。
Their humility, their tenderness, and their honesty.
他们不但在科学上做我的指导教授。
They not only were my advisors in scientific studies.
而且因着他们活出基督的形象来。
But how they live out the image of Christ,
影响了我的人生
and which really influenced my life.
因着时间的关系
because of time limitation,
我没有办法在这里一一诉说他们两个人对我的帮助。
I cannot relate to you all these stories that these two people how they have influenced me.
但是我可以说
but this I can tell you,
如果不是他们的帮助
without their help.
我绝不会这么顺利拿到我的硕士学位和博士学位。
I would not have gotten my degrees so smoothly.
因着我的导师
due to their help,
我对他们的信仰也产生了尊敬之情。
I grow a lot of respect for their beliefs.
所以我对基督教的传播就没有那么抵挡。
So that's why I did not have as much resistance to Christian faith.
神又借着我的科学研究工作
through my scientific research work
开启了我的眼睛
and God opened my eyes
让我看见了他
so that I could see him
每当我在显微镜下
and every time that I used the microscope
看到那奇妙的生命现象
to see the wonders of life
我就深深感到我是实在无能为力
And I felt how helpless I was.
来解释这个生命的现象。
In explaining the life's phenomena.
我的无神论彻底动摇了。
And my firm belief in atheism was shaken up.
我感到这个宇宙确实又有一位创造万物而又掌管万物的神。
I felt that in this world there was a true God who created and also governed this world.
感谢神。
I praise the Lord.
借着他奇妙的工作。
Through this wonderful work of his.
我认识了他。
I came to know him.
虽然我认识神，但是我不认识真理。
Even though I started to know God, but I did not know truth.
因为我不愿意读圣经。
Because I hate to read the Bible.
每当我的姊妹劝我读圣经的时候
whenever my wife will urge me to read the Bible,
我的姊妹很早就信主了。
My wife was a Christian long before I did. I became a Christian.
或者是教会的弟兄们邀请我参加读经班。
Or if brothers from the church invited me to go to Bible study,
我都一一婉言拒绝。
And I declined.
我心里的想法是
This is the way I felt.
我们今天是生活在电脑高科技时代。
Today we live in a world of high tech.
圣经几千年前写的东西管用吗？
This Bible written in thousands of years ago is still useful to me.
我是搞科学的。
I'm a scientist.
我要学习新知识。
I want to learn new stuff.
感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
他记着我的姊妹。
Through my wife.
在我身上做那开启的工作。
And he started to work in my life.
我的姊妹看我不愿意读圣经。
When my wife saw that I was reluctant to read the Bible,
她就想了一个很奇妙的方法。
So he came up with a really wonderful way.
她把圣经的许多章节都写在一个小纸片上。
And he would write the scripture passages in a little piece of paper.
贴满了我们全家。
And he would paste them on all over our house.
在我用的电脑的荧光屏幕前面有一个。
Even on the screen of my computer.
在我用的书桌上有一个。
And there's one on my desk.
在我用的书柜上有一个。
And it's on my bookshelf.
一天早晨我起来到洗手间去洗涮。
One day I was getting up in the morning to go wash up in the bathroom.
我抬头一看。
When I lift up my head.
镜子上面也有一个小纸条。
There was a little piece of paper pasted on the mirror.
是用英文和中文写的。
And it was written both in Chinese and English.
英文是 God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 中文的意思就是神阻挡骄傲的人，赐福给谦卑的。我心里有一个很大的震动。
And I was shaken up pretty well.
我想这实在一个充满智慧，充满哲理的言语。
What word of wisdom and philosophy?
我就问我的姊妹这是从哪里来的。
So I asked my wife, where did you get these verses?
她说这是从新约圣经彼得前书里面来的。
And she told me that this came from New Testament, First Peter.
我心里产生了一个非常大的震动，我感到这跟我们中国人所常常讲的哲理是何等的相似。
相似。And I was really shook up by this, and this is very similar to Chinese philosophy.
我们中国人说晚招损谦受益。
And it says that if you are very, the Chinese proverb goes like this, if you are very proud, then you would get into trouble. But if you humble yourself, then you will get benefit.
这样的记载在几千年前就被圣经记录下来。
And this kind of saying was even recorded in the Bible thousands of years ago.
从此我不敢再轻看圣经。
And from that point on, I developed some respect for the Bible.
我开始读圣经。
I started to read the Bible.
在圣经里，我看到了耶稣基督那神奇妙的工作。
And I read about the miraculous work that Jesus has done.
他能够变水为酒。
He can turn water into wine.
他可以是瞎眼的得光明。
And he can heal the blind.
他可以让瘸腿的行走。
And he also healed the lame.
他可以让大麻风病人得以洁净。
And also he cleansed the lepers.
更重要的是
，more importantly，
他为我们的罪上了十字架。
He went to the cross for our sins.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
他借着圣经。
Through the Bible,
开启了我灵里的眼睛。
He opened my spiritual eyes.
让我认识到了真理。
So that I can know the truth.
虽然我认识神。
Even though I knew God,
我也读了圣经。
I start to read the Bible.
但是我还是不想觉知信主。
But I still hesitated to accept the Lord.
原因很简单。
That was a very simple reason.
我不觉得我有罪。
Because I didn't feel that I was a sinner.
因为我没有罪
Because I was not a sinner.
那救恩都是给别人预备的
And salvation was prepared for others.
对我来讲是不需要的
And I have no use for it.
感谢神
But praise the Lord.
他又一次在我身上做那改变的工作
And he again worked in my life to change me.
有一次
one time.
有一个弟兄从加州上来传福音。
There was a brother speaker who came from California.
他在信主之前是国内的所谓的知识精英。
And before he became a Christian, he was a very well-known, top-notch person in China.
他写了很多文章。
He wrote many, many articles.
也写了很多书。
And he published many books.
我是他的读者之一
I was one of his readers
所以因着他上来传福音我就蛮有兴趣去参加这个福音布道会
Because he came to preach the gospel So I was interested in attending the meeting
非常巧那一天他传的福音的主题就是讲他自己怎么从不认识他的罪到认识他的罪
It was interesting to see that To hear him talk about how the speakerhe didn't used to know about his sinfulness and how he came to know that he was a sinner.
我坐在台下听他讲。
I was sitting in the audience and listening to him.
开始还是听得蛮有兴味的。
And I was very interested in hearing what he had to say.
我心里说，原来你也有这样的本相。
I was saying to myself, you are pretty much the same as I.
看来真是知人知面不知心。
And so even though we can see people superficially, but we really do not people's heart.
但是当他越往下讲
But the more he talked,
我心里越来不安，越来越不安。
But I become more restless.
因为我觉得他都是在讲的我自己。
And I thought he was talking about me.
他的那些，他讲的他自己身上的罪。
He talked about the sinfulness that he had in his life.
在我身上都有。
But all those things that I had, I shared with him.
到福音聚会的后面我都听不清他在上面讲什么了
Toward the end of the message I couldn't listen well
我一直自己心里在翻腾
Because I was struggling within myself
在回家的路上
On the way home
我开车
I was driving
一边开一边想
And I was thinking along
我跟这个弟兄实在是没有什么区别
And I'm exactly the same as this speaker
在神面前
Before God,
他是罪人
He was a sinner
我也是罪人
I am too
我每次犯罪
Every time I sin
我自己总是设法让心里得到平安
I will try to excuse myself
因为我的很诡诈我会想出很多的借口为自己辩护
Because I can find all kinds of excuses to explain it away
比如我撒了谎
Suppose, for instance, if I lied
我会自己对自己说我没有撒谎
I will tell myself that I did not lie
我只是对事实表述的不太准确
I just did not express things exactly
当我嫉妒别人
When I am jealous of someone
我会对自己说
I will try to reason to myself
我没有嫉妒
I wasn't jealous
我只是觉得这个世界上不公平
I just felt this injustice
为什么他有的我没有
This world is unjust How come he had this and I didn't have it
当我想报复别人
When I want to revenge
因为他对我有冒犯
Maybe he has mistreated me
我会对自己做
I will find an excuse for myself
我只是在行使我的自卫权利
I'm trying to defend myself
人不犯我
If they do not offend me
我不犯人
Then I will not offend them
人若犯我
If they offended me
我必犯人
Then I will take the revenge
他先犯我
Because he offended me first
我后犯他
And then I will take revenge
当我在家里
At home
对我的小孩子动怒的时候
When I became angry with my kids
事后我会对自己说
Then I will find excuse afterwards
我没有动怒
That I wasn't angry
我只是恨铁不成钢
I would just hate that my kids are not better
但是当真理的光当神的光照到我的黑暗里
But when the light of the truth when the light of God shine upon my darkness
我这些辩解是何等的无力
And I find all these excuses are so useless.
在神的面前
before God,
我的本相 只是狡诈
My true picture is cunningness.
诡辩
And I try to argue.
记恨别人
And try,、oh, I have hatred toward other people.
当我心里有了这感动，我就独自一个人，第一次向主做一个祷告。
So when I was moved to feel this thing, these things, I say my first prayer to the Lord.
我跟主说
I told the Lord.
我说主啊，在你儿子面前
I said, Lord, before your son.
我是一点义都没有，我是一个完全的罪人。
I have no righteousness. I'm a complete sinner.
我有罪。
I know I'm a sinner.
罪人不能救自己，罪人不能救罪人。
I know a sinner cannot save another sinner.
我心里现在没有平安。
I don't have peace in my heart.
我也知道。
I also know.
罪人不能给罪人平安。
A sinner cannot provide peace to another sinner.
我需要你。
I need you.
你是我的拯救。
You are my salvation.
你是我的平安。
You are my peace.
就这样。
Just like that.
我决志信主。
I made a decision to accept the Lord.
我受洗信主
I then later on was baptized
成为一个基督徒
Become a Christian
有了一个新的生命
Start to have a new life
有了永远的平安
I have an eternal peace in my heart
我也再不用为我以前的过犯而悔恨不已
And I do not have to regret all the sins that I have committed in the past
因为耶稣基督已经用他的宝血洗净了我的罪
Because Jesus Christ has used his precious blood to wash all my sins away
而且他永远不会纪念我的罪
And he will never remember the sins that I have committed
谢谢大家
Thank you
谢谢陈浩弟兄给我们做的见证
I want to thank Brother Chen Hao for his testimony
当我们听见我们弟兄的见证的时候
So when we were listening to his testimony
我们实在是看见神一个恩典怜悯的故事
We are hearing a story of God's grace and blessing
特别是这些年我们越来越觉得神在眷顾我们
I feel that in the past few years that God's really watching over me
我们看见成群的优秀的年轻人他们涌进教会
And we've seen so many wonderful young people rushing into our church
我们好像都带着一个同样的怀疑
We have some suspicion
好像同样的背景
The same background
但是神拯救了我们
But God did save us
神今天要把这个恩典也赐给我们在座的每个人
God wants to give this grace to every one of us
因为他是爱
Because he is love.
他愿意把他的爱分赐给我们。
He wants to share his love with us.
我们先来读一处圣经。
Let's read a passage of the scripture.
是在路加福音第三章第四节到第六节。
It's found in Gospel of Luke chapter 3, verses 4 through 6.
那这节圣经的背景呢，是讲到施洗约翰在旷野里边为犹太人施洗。
The story behind is that John the Baptist was baptizing the Jews in the desert.
当时有很多的人从耶路撒冷、犹太全地，甚至约旦河一带的地方来到这边接受施洗约翰的施洗。
Many people came to be baptized by John the Baptist. They came from all over Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria.
所以我们一同来把这三节圣经读一遍。
So let us read in unison these three verses. Luke chapter 3, verses 4 to 6.
正如先知以赛亚书上所记的说在旷野有人喊着说预备主的道路 修直他的路一切山洼都要填平大小山岗都要削平弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直高高低低的道路要改为平坦凡有血气的都要见神的救恩
As it says in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wasteland, Make ready the way of the Lord, make his roads straight. Every valley will be lifted up, and all the mountains and hills made low, and the twisted will be made straight, and the rough ways smooth. And all flesh will see the salvation of God.
我们知道当时在主耶稣的那个年代
during the days of Jesus,
那个交通是不是特别方便
of course they don't have modern transportation like we do today.
所以这些人从犹太全地从约旦河一带从耶路撒冷到这里边接受施洗约翰的施洗
So when these people came from all over Judea, Jerusalem and Samaria to John the Baptist to be baptized,
很多人他们需要走一天的路程
they have to walk sometimes a whole day.
所以我们就开始想他们为什么要到施洗约翰那里边去
So it makes us think why they want to come to John the Baptist.
是什么驱使他们要花这么多的时间到施洗约翰那边去
What drove them to spend the whole day walking to John, where John was?
主耶稣后来对他的门徒也问过这样的问题
Jesus also asked his disciples the same question.
他说你看那些人他们到施洗约翰那边去是看那些风吹草动的芦苇吗
He asked his disciples, you see all these people going to John. Were they going there to see the reed swaying in the wind?
是去看那些穿着华丽衣服的人吗
Did they go there to see people clothed in fine linen?
都不是
No, they didn't do that.
那里边没有美丽的自然景色
Because there was no beautiful scenery.
也没有世界的荣华
There was no prosperity signs of this world.
那么这些人到那边去干什么呢
So why did they go there?
为什么他们要花那么多的时间到这边去
Why did they want to spend so much time going there?
施洗约翰在这里边在路加福音三章第五节告诉了我们这个问题的答案
And in verse 5 of this chapter 3, John the Baptist gave us the answer.
因为自从人类犯罪远离神之后
Ever since man's fall and being separated from God,
在我们里边都产生了许多的难处
And in our lives there were many difficulties.
圣经告知这些难处就是一切的山洼
And the Bible likens these difficulties like the valleys.
大小的山岗
and also mountains and hills,
弯弯曲曲的地方
and twisted streets,
高高低低的道路
and rough roads.
几千年来这些都在缠绕着人们
Over a thousand years, all these things have troubled mankind.
但是在我们里边还有一个渴望
But there's still this yearning inside of us.
就是要见到神的救恩
That is, we want to see God's salvation.
因为当神创造我们的时候
Because when God created us,
在我们里边深处有一个地方，唯有神才能满足。
And there was one place deep in our heart, which only God can satisfy.
若不是我们接受他的生命，世界上任何的东西都不能在这个地方满足我们。
Unless we accept God's life into that space, then nothing in this world can satisfy the yearning.
几千年的人类的历史都是这样的告诉我们。
And we can see that from thousands of years of human history.
所以那些人就从很远的地方来到施洗约翰的地方。
That's why the crowd came from all over to be with John the Baptist.
我们今天也是一样。
We are doing the same thing.
当我一开始来到美国的时候
When I first came to the States,
我不知道为什么对教会有一个特别大的吸引力。
I don't know why I was so attracted to come to church.
但是我告诉里边说我是绝对不会信主的。
But I keep on telling myself I will never become a Christian.
但是我们不知道神在吸引我们。
But I did not realize that God was attracting me to Himself.
今天朋友们来到这里也是一样。
So, dear friends, when you come here, it's the same thing.
因为神要把救恩赐给你们。
Because God wants to give you His salvation.
因为在我们每个人的里边都有一个这样深处的渴望。
Because inside of us, every one of us, we have that deep yearning.
只有神才能满足。
And that yearning can only be satisfied by God Himself.
也许你说不是，我今天是人家请我，我不好意思才来。
You may say, well, no way. I came just because my good friend invited me.
从表面上也许是这样。
Maybe that's what it appears to be.
但是在我们的深处，如果我们仔细想一下我们的生命的时候
，But if we think deeply, think about our life carefully.
我们里边都有一个这样的渴望。
We all have this type of yearning inside of us.
所以我在这里边想请朋友们来思想三个问题。
So I will encourage you to think about three things.
第一个呢，就是让我们认真的思想一下。
Let us think carefully. Number one,
这些山洼、山岗。弯弯曲曲的地方，高高低低的道路。
These valleys, mountains and hills, twisted ways and rough roads.
在我们的生命里边，他们具体的代表什么
？What do they represent in my life？
你不需要告诉我，也不需要告诉你旁边的人。
You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell others.
但是我需要你能够认真的思想一下，这些具体的在你的生命中代表什么。
But in a practical way, what do these things represent you? What represent in your life?
当你每想到一件的时候
，Every time that you think of one thing that's represented by these things，
我的第二个请求是你把这个交给神。
And my second request is that turn it over to the Lord.
你把这个交给神。
And you have to turn it over to God.
你也许说，我还不知道有神。
Maybe you say that I don't even know God exists.
但是你可以说，假如有神，只要你是真心的，你可以这样说。
But you can put it this way, if you're honest with yourself, if there was a God.
对我们弟兄姐妹们来讲，我们也可以把这些问题交给神。
Well, I would encourage our brothers and sisters do the same thing.
但是我们不能再说假如。
But we cannot say if God exists.
因为我们已经多次尝过了神的救恩。
Because all of us Christians, we have tasted God's grace.
我们就像一块田，多次了经过雨露的浇灌。
It's just like a field has got a lot of rain on it to nourish us.
我们知道神的真实。
We know God is true.
所以我们不能再用假如。
So we can never say hypothetically if there is a God.
但是今天朋友们，你可以这样。
But dear friends, but you could do that.
第三个请求，我是想
my third request for you，
把你心中最所要的告诉神。
And tell God what's your strongest desire in your heart。
也许你正在经历一些难处。
Maybe you're going through some difficulties。
也许是工作、学习或者人际关系的难处。
Maybe it's your work。Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's your study. Maybe it's your relationship with your friends。
也许是身体上的难处。
Maybe it's your health。
也许这些难处你都没有。
Maybe you don't have any of these problems.
但是我相信，在我们每个人的深处都有这样的一个需要。
But I believe there's a need deep down in our heart.
那么就是我们需要一个平安、喜乐、有意义的人生。
But what we are yearning for is a life of peace and joy and meaningfulness.
你可以把这个需要告诉神。
And you can tell God your need, this need.
朋友们，当我们认真地思想这些问题的时候，
If we think about these things seriously,
我们就会发现撒旦在我们身上做了何等多的工作。
You realize that how much work, how hard Satan has worked on us in our lives.
他破坏了我们的生命。
He has destroyed our lives.
破坏了我们的人际关系。
And he destroyed our interpersonal relationships.
他把一个无神论深深地种在我们里边。
And he has planted the sense of atheism deeply in our heart.
但是如果我们仔细想一下的时候
But if you think carefully,
无神论是绝对不符合逻辑的
And atheism is so illogical.
如果一个人坚持无神
If you insist that God does not exist,
那么他平时必须同时必须宣称呢他是无所不知的
And then he must be claiming that he knows everything.
因为除非他是无所不知的
Unless he knows everything,
他就没有办法排除神存在的可能性。
And then he cannot say God does not exist.
问题是只是他不知道而已。
It's just that he just doesn't know.
撒旦今天已经弄瞎了我们心里边的眼睛。
Satan has blinded our eyes inside of us.
我们面对这个如此浩瀚奇妙的宇宙。
As we face this wonderful universe.
我们面对着生命的美丽。
And we look at the beauty of life.
我们都把这些当成自然。
And we just take it for granted.
我们看不见这个背后创造给我们爱的主。
We can't see the loving hand behind this universe.
在我们科学历史上
In the history of science,
也许这个人类基因组计划是一个最庞大的科学工程。
We may view the genome project as one of the greatest achievements.
它历经15年的时间要研究出人类基因里边所有那些序列。
And by spending in 15 years, they want to understand all the combinations of how the human genes work.
最令人深思的是
And what makes us think and wonder,
在这个计划的最后一个主持人
And the last coordinator for this research study,
他的名字叫 Francis Collins.
And that's his name, Francis Collins.
他是美国公共卫生研究局的主任。
He was one of the directors at the NIH.
他在他的一本书中叫做《神的语言》中写道
And he wrote a book entitled The Language of God.
我们当今时代的最大的悲剧
He says the greatest tragedy of this generation
就是人们认为神和科学是相对立
is that they think that God and science are against each other.
他是一个非常聪明的人。
This author is very intelligent person.
在27岁的时候就成为了一个有名的医生。
And he became a very famous physician when he was only 27 years old.
他同时兼有一个医学和物理学博士的学位。
And he was also a PhD in physics.
可是当他看见这由31亿遗传密码所组成的人类的基因的时候。
And he found out there are 3.1 billion combinations of these genes.
他里边不能不发出感叹。
And he was awed by this.
他不能不说这是神的语言。
He declared that this is the language of God.
今天大自然就像一本教科书。
I think the universe is like a textbook to us.
它向我们显明神创造的奇妙与伟大。
Speaking the wonders of God's creation.
但是我们心里边的眼睛被弄瞎了。
But because the eyes of our heart was blinded.
我们把这一切当作平常。
And we just take all these as granted.
当我们在思想的时候。
If we think hard.
我们会发现偶像成了我们与神之间的阻拦。
And we will see that idols or idolatry becomes the obstacle or barrier between us and God.
今天仇敌借着偶像。
And today our enemy uses idols.
在做破坏的工作。
To destroy our lives.
有的时候他可能先给人一点好处。
Sometimes he'll give you some sweetener.
但他最终的目的是要毁坏、杀害。
Ultimate goal is to destroy and to harm.
我们看看我们周围的人，我们就知道有这样活生生的例子。
And we can see all these living examples in people's lives around us.
有一些是有形的偶像。
Sometimes we can see a physical idol.
就是人们把他们用手所雕刻出来的东西来拜。
And they will worship the things that they carve out of woods.
最近我听说在有一个地方他们就拜这个雷神。
And recently I heard that some people are worshiping the god of lightning.
他们觉得拜这个雷神就可以下雨有风眼。
They think that if they worship the god of lightning, then they will have a great harvest.
所以他们就把这个雷神做得越来越大。
And so they make bigger and bigger gods of lightning.
但是他们怕这个打雷的时候把这个雷神打坏了。
But they are afraid that when lightning strikes, that it may destroy these idols.
所以就装一个避雷针上边。
So they put a lightning rod on top of this idol.
还有一些是我们看不见的偶像。
And there are other idols that's invisible to our naked eyes.
像我们所重视的财富。
It's just like wealth.
地位。
Or position.
刚才曾兄弟我们唱诗歌的时候告诉我们这些都要过去。
And when we were singing the song, that we know all these things will pass away.
什么才能够留到永远?
What will last forever?
这是我们今天需要特别思想的。
This is what we have to think hard today.
罪是这一切的根源。
Sin is the root cause of all these troubles.
罗马书告诉我们说世人都犯了罪。
And Romans, the book of Romans tells us that all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
所以我们看见罪是把神所创造一个完美变得不完美。
And we see that sin has made the beautiful creation into something ugly.
因为这样的亏损。
Because of this harm.
我们各种各样的罪行都在世界中彰显出来。
And all the sinful acts are manifested.
然而罪的工价乃是死。
But we know the wages of sin is death.
唯有神的恩赐。
Only God's grace.
借着我们主耶稣基督的救恩才能给我们永生。
And through Jesus Christ, He can give us eternal life.
我们可能都不承认自己是罪人。
We will not admit that I'm a sinner.
但是当圣灵在开启我们的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit works in our heart,
我们才看见我们里边有多少不讨神喜悦的地方。
And then we see how many things that we have done in our lives which are not pleasing to the Lord.
在我信主之前。
Before I became a Christian.
我一直是因为我自己是一个不错的人。
I always thought that I was pretty good.
的确可能在人群中我也不是特别坏的人。
Of course, you know, I was not the worst person.
但是当神的光照在我心里边的时候。
But when God's light enlightened me.
我看见我里边有多少的污秽、肮脏、不是讨神喜悦的东西。
And I began to see how much filth and dirtiness and darkness in my life.
我们都需要神这样的光照。
We all need to be enlightened by God.
因为答案在主耶稣基督里。
Because the answer is in Jesus Christ.
我们若是思想我们每个人生命的经历。
If we look back to our lives.
我们就不能不得出这样的结论。
And we have to come to the same conclusion.
靠我们自己，我们不行。
By ourselves, we are helpless.
但是神已经为我们预备了救恩。
But God has prepared salvation for us.
他需要我们照着我们自己的本相来到他的面前。
He just wants us to come just as we are.
把我们自己的问题交给他。
And we turn over all our troubles.
把我们的感受交给他。
And we tell him how we feel.
我们知道这些寻求这些科学的知识这些大自然
The pursuit, the scientific studies, the universe
神都是借着这些在敲我们的心门
And God is knocking on our door through these things
但是只有当我们把心打开向着他的时候
Only when we open our hearts toward him
我们才能照我们的本相接受他的生命
Then we can accept his life just as we are
因为救恩是一个生命和生命的连接
Because salvation is the connection between life and another life
我们可能常常愿意靠着自己的努力来行善。
Sometimes we try to do hard to be good.
这种愿望很好。
We try very hard to do good, even though this is very admirable.
但是每个有生活经验的人都知道。
But if you have any length of life's experience,
我们自己做不到。
We can't do it.
我们自己能够做到一点，反倒成了我们的骄傲。
Sometimes we achieve something, it became, then we become very proud.
所以我们必须先接受主。
So we have to accept Jesus first.
只有当他的生命在我们里边的时候，我们才能活出一个新的生活。
Only when His life lives in me, then we can live out a new life.
这并不是说基督徒不应该有好的行为。
This is not saying that as Christians we should not do good deeds.
基督徒一定要有好的行为，因为这是神要我们的见证。
We must have good testimony.
但是我们必须认识到。
But we have to know one thing.
这个好的行为。
The good deeds.
是救恩所结的果子
are the results of this new life through salvation
所以施洗约翰告诉我们说说你们要结出果子与你们悔改的心相称
That's why John the Baptist says that you have to bear good fruits to be consistent with your salvation
这个好的行为不是得到救恩的资格和条件
The good deeds are not qualifications or requirements for being saved
乃是所结的果子
but the results of a new life
在铁证代犯这本作者 McDowell 弟兄身上我们看见了一个很好的例子
In the life of Josh McDowell who wrote the book Evidence That Demands Verdict we can see a very good example
他告诉我们他怎样是靠着他的本相来到神的面前
He shared his story how he came to the Lord just as he was
我们知道在所有寻求的人当中
Among all the people who are seeking
McDowell 弟兄可以说是花尽了很多的心血来寻求
and McDowell spent a lot of energy seeking the truth
他在那些宗教中寻求
he was seeking the truth among different religion
在学问中寻求
and he sought truth in knowledge
在名声中寻求
在什么
名声
he pursued fame
也在最终之乐中寻求
and also he pursued in the pleasures of sin
虽然他积累了许多圣经的证据
he gathered many biblical evidences
但是那些都是一直在停留在他的头脑当中
but all just stopped in his mind, in his head
使他不能得到这个恩典
so he could not be gotten hold of by his grace
所以朋友们我们劝你也许你听了很多圣经的知识
Maybe you have heard many things about the Bible
但是这些是停留在你的头脑当中
But it may have just stopped in your mind
今天我请你用你的心来感受一下神的爱
Today I encourage you to feel God's love with your heart
当麦道尔弟兄经过这些寻求之后
So after his life's pursuit Josh McDowell
他没有找到神
He couldn't find God
但是有一次在一个校园的团契当中
But during a campus fellowship meeting
他遇见了一个小组的人
He met a small group of people
他觉得这群人不一样
He felt these people were different
在他们中间有爱
He saw love among them.
他就问了其中的一位姊妹。
He asked one of the sisters.
是什么让你们的生命得改变？
What makes your life change?
这个姊妹告诉我们说，告诉他说。
And the sister told him.
是主耶稣基督。
It was Jesus Christ.
他还告诉他说，这些宗教的东西我听了多了，我不想再听这些东西。
McDowell replied that I have heard all kinds of things about religion. I don't want to hear anymore.
但是这姊妹告诉他，我讲的不是宗教。
The sister told him, I'm not talking about religion.
我告诉你的是主耶稣基督。
I'm telling you about Lord Jesus Christ.
是神的爱。
It's God's love.
所以这个爱也感动了我们的弟兄。
So this love touched McDowell.
所以他就来到十字架的面前。
He came before the cross.
承认他的罪。
Admitting his sin.
他说，知道在自己的生命里边。
He knew in his own life
有许多的东西与这是与这位圣洁 的神不相称。
And there were a lot of things incompatible with this righteous God.
是没有办法在这位公义的神面前站立得住。
And he could not stand firm, in front of before this righteous God.
圣经告诉我们说，我们若认自己的罪
，Bible tells us if we confess our sins,
神是信实的
，God is righteous,
是公义的
，and he is faithful and righteous.
他要赦免我们一切罪
，He will forgive all our sins.
所以他就打开了他的心
，So McDowell opened up his heart.
接受主耶稣进入他的心
accepted Jesus into his heart
然后他的生命就开始产生了慢慢的变化
and his life gradually changed
其中一个最大的变化
there was one big change in his life
是他对他父亲的仇恨
is that, he had this hatred, toward his father
他们生活在中西部地区的一个小镇上
their family live in middle west, in a small town
他的父亲是个农民
农民 his father was a farmer
但是他一生呢都是醉酒
But he was a drunk
麦道尔弟兄讲呢 从小到大他没有记得他父亲有一天清醒过
And McDowell told us that he does not remember a single day that his father was sober
不但他自己醉酒
Not only he drank a lot
他对他的家人产生了身体上心灵上非常大的虐待
And he abused his family members not only physically but also emotionally
特别是他的母亲
especially McDowell's mother
遭受了许多许多的虐待
who endure much abuse
从小的时候就有朋友们嘲笑他
so when McDowell was young people jeered at him
很多的小朋友们就学他父亲醉酒那个样子
and his friends will imitate his father being drunk
在他的心灵深处产生了极大的伤痛
so he was really really hurt
然而他为了隐藏这一切
He wanted to hide his feelings.
他就跟这些小朋友们一起装着来学他父亲的那个坏的样子。
And he will follow his friend's example, imitating his father's drunkenness.
但当没人的时候，他的心里边在流血。
But when he was by himself, his heart was bleeding.
有一天快要高中毕业的时候
，Before he graduated from high school.
他回到家中
He went home
他听见他的妈妈在哭泣
And his mother was weeping
所以他就到了他妈妈的房间
So he went to his mother's room
他的母亲告诉他
And she told him
他说我是你的父亲实在是让我太伤心
And your father really hurt me hurt my heart
我实在是没有办法再生活下去
And I can no longer go on
我只是等你高中毕业了我就要离开这个世界
He says as soon as you graduate I'm gonna end my life
所以当他高中毕业不久
And shortly after he graduated from high school
他的母亲就因心力交瘁而死去
And his mother passed away was really truly utterly exhausted
这件事情在他心里边留下了极大的仇恨
This caused great hatred in his heart
他甚至有的是要杀害他父亲的心
And he even thought about hurting his father
但是当他信主之后
But after he became a Christian
神改变了他
God changed his life.
在信主之后五个月之后
About 5 months after he became a Christian,
他发现他自己能够面对面的跟他父亲交谈
And he found himself able to talk with his father in face to face.
并且能说父亲我爱你
And he could even tell his father, I love you.
在这之后不久
Shortly after that,
他出了一个车祸
He had a car accident.
当他躺在医院的病床里的时候
When he was lying in the hospital,
他的父亲来看他
His father visited him
很奇怪的这是他的一生中最清醒的一天
And strangely this is the most sober day of his father
但是他显得非常的局促不安
But his father was uneasy
他就在那边走来走去
And he was just walking back and forth
他最后忍不住脱口而出
And then he suddenly blurted out
就是像我这样的父亲你怎么能爱我
A father like me how could you love me
我们的弟兄告诉他
Our brother told him,
说爸爸在六个月之前我不能爱你。
He said, 6 months ago, I couldn't love you.
我憎恨你，鄙视你。
I hated you, I despise you.
因为现在我信了主耶稣。
Because now I believe in Jesus Christ.
他给我了一个新的生命。
He gave me a new life.
他赦免了我的罪。
He has forgiven all my sins.
他让我懂得如何爱你。
He taught me how to love you.
他说这一切我不能解释。
I cannot explain this to you.
但是神已经把我的恨拿走。
But God has removed all my hatred.
他的爸爸非常的感动
And his father was very very touched
父子在一生中第一次有了一个心对心的交谈
And this was the first time that they had a heart-to-heart talk
经过一个小时的交谈之后
After about an hour of this conversation
他的爸爸说
His father told him
如果神能够把坐在你身上的工作同样坐在我的身上
If God can work what he did in you He can work in my heart
那么我愿意给他一个机会
Then I want to give God a chance
我愿意信这位又真又活的神
I want to believe this living and true God
让他来赦免我对家人所创造的一切的创伤
And I'll ask him to forgive all the sufferings that I've caused on my family members.
就在那个时候，他决志信主。
And during that time, he made a decision to accept the Lord.
神在麦道尔身上的工作是一个慢慢的过程。
God worked in McDowell's God's work in McDowell's life took a long time.
但是在他父亲的身上是一个立刻的工作。
But in his father's life, God did something suddenly.
他描述就好像是一个人进到他的心里边。
And his father would tell us that it's just like someone walked into his heart.
把他里边那个灯突然间就点亮。
And turn on the light in his heart.
从那之后
ever since,
他只碰过一次酒杯。
And he only touched drink once.
但是他只放在嘴边没有喝。
He only touched, his lips only touched the cup, but he didn't drink it.
要知道他是一个醉酒40年的人。
You know, he was drunk for 49 years.
神彻底地改变他的生命
And God completely changed his life.
他不再需要酒的麻醉
He did not need the numbing effect of alcohol.
虽然后来他只是在这个世界上生存了14个月
And even though he only lived another 14 months on this earth.
在他家那个小镇里边
But in the small town they lived.
至少有100个人因看见这位一生醉酒的人因着信主耶稣基督所产生巨大的改变而信主
And at least 100 peoplebecame a Christian because after they witnessed this lifelong alcoholic turn to Christ. We are all seeking something.
我们可能走过不同的道路
Maybe we have traveled different roads.
但是我们都需要照着我们本相来到神的面前
But we have to come to God just as we are.
神要救我们
God wants to save us.
我常常不能忘记一件事情
One thing I can never forget.
前些年庆龄我的姊妹给她家里面打电话
My wife was calling his family, her family some time ago.
那天刚好他的大表哥在他的家里。
It happened that one of his her cousins was at her home.
他大表哥就接起电话跟他讲话。
So this cousin was talking to with my wife on the phone.
大表哥说我现在已经信主了。
And this cousin told her my wife that I am a Christian now.
每次我端起饭碗的时候
，Every time I'm about to eat,
我就笑。
And I would laugh.
这是神改变了他的生命。
I will smile. Yeah. 微笑不是笑吧。I will smile that because God changed my wife's cousin's life.
是神给他的喜乐。
Because God gave him joy.
神可以改变我们每个人的生命。
God can change every one of our lives.
Francis Collins 可以借着阅读这31个基因信息向神发出赞美。
And Francis Collins can exalt God because he witnessed the wonder of the 3.1 billion gene components.
我们的大表哥可以借着一碗家常饭，同样向神发出赞美。
Our cousin could smile whenever he was ready to eat because he felt thankful to God.
这是神公平公义的救恩。
The salvation is God's just work.
麦道尔弟兄
righteous work.
他的生命发生了改变。
And McDowell's life was changed.
他的父亲借着简单的信，生命也发生了改变。
And so did his father.
这是神怜悯慈爱的救恩。
This is God's mercy and grace.
他要把这个救恩赐给我们每个人。
He wants to give this salvation to all of us.
有一个人讲到。
One person said.
如果你能够在永恒中抓到一瞬
If you can grasp one moment in eternity
那你只抓到了一瞬
Then you only have this moment
但是你在这个一瞬间抓到了永恒
But in one moment you grasp eternity
那你才得到了永恒
And then you have gotten eternity
我们的生命无论多长
No matter how long life we would live
和神永远的果相比都是一瞬间
And it's only but an instant compared to God's eternity
但是如果在这一瞬间中我们只抓到了我们自己的生命的一瞬间
But if we only grasp our own life's moment
那么我们就得到了只是这一瞬间
All we have gotten is just this one instant or one moment
我们的结局就是永远与神分离
And our result, the end result is that we will forever be separated from God
但是如果借着这一瞬间
But through this short life, through this short moment
我们得到了神所赐给我们永恒的生命。
And we have gotten the eternal life given by God.
那我们才得到了永恒。
Then we have eternity.
神赐给我们地上这几十年就是要认识他。
God gave us these decades on this earth is so that we may come to know him.
我们要带着我们的本相来到他的面前。
We come before him just as we are.
刚才诗班姊妹跟弟兄姊妹们跟我们唱这首照我本相的诗歌。
The choir was singing this song, Just As I Am.
它的作者名叫 Eliot.
And, this song was written by Eliot.
他是生活在一个18世纪末到19世纪中的一位姊妹。
He lived, at the end of 18th century toward the beginning of 19th century.
这首诗歌是他一生的经历。
And this story told his life, her life.
他从小生活在一个基督徒的家庭。
She grew up in a Christian home.
但是当她年轻的时候，她并没有信主。
But when she was young, she was not a Christian.
有一天，一个她父亲的一个朋友，一个年长的传道人叫Mylan 弟兄来到她的家中。
There was a minister, Mylan, one of her father's friend, came to visit her family.
就对当时年轻的 Elliot 姊妹说。
And this minister was telling the sister Elliot.
说我希望你是一个基督徒。
I wish that you were a Christian.
但是他觉得这句话对他来讲是非常的冒犯，他说我不想谈这些事情。
And Elliot felt offended by this remark.
但是我们年长的弟兄他在神在人面前都谦卑。
But this minister, elderly minister, was a very humble person.
他说对不起，如果我触犯了你。
He apologized to her, said, if I offended you, I'm sorry.
但是我真心希望你也能够成为一个基督徒。
But I really, really hope that you will become a Christian.
圣灵就在 Elliot 姊妹的心中工作。
And at that moment, the Holy Spirit was working in Elliot's heart.
在过去的两周，他就一直不能把这件事情放下。
And two weeks after that, she could not dismiss this happening.
因为神又安排了另外一个机会，让他能够再一次见到这个 Mylan 弟兄。
And she had another opportunity to see this minister, Mylan.
他就问他，我怎样才能做得好，成为基督徒？
She asked him.What good deeds do I have to perform in order to become a Christian?
我们的弟兄告诉他。
So this brother told her,
Just 照你的本相。
Just as you are, you can come to the Lord.
所以他就照他的本相来到了神面前。
So she came to the Lord just as she was.
在他后来的一生当中。
Throughout her life later on.
他一直在见证神。
She testified, she kept on testifying for God.
因为后来他得了一个非常奇怪的病。
Contracted a very strange disease later on.
就是她身上就是一种莫名其妙的特别痛。
And she had pain all over her body.
让她几乎就失去了做一切事情的能力。
And she was incapable. She was not able to do anything.
所以在人看来，她可能是一个就是像一个没用的人。
And in people's eyes, she became useless.
但是每天早晨，她可以靠着神的大能大力站起来。
But she could stand up every morning by God's power.
她不要这个病把她击倒。
And she was not conquered by this disease.
在她82岁的人生当中，她一直为主而活。
And she lived for God throughout her 82 years lifespan.
为我们留下了许多美好的诗歌和见证。
And she wrote many, many beautiful hymns and gave us a good testimony.
在这首诗歌的第一句告诉我们。
The first verse of this hymn says,
照我本相无善足称。
Just as I am, I have no good to talk about.
他告诉我们，我们没有什么好的地方可以带到神的面前。
And there's nothing good that I can bring before the Lord.
但是同时在神的面前也没有什么可以为我们自己辩护的。
And there's nothing we should find excuse for ourselves before God.
我们必须照我们本相。
I just come as I am.
因为主耶稣已经为我们流血。
Because Jesus has bled for us.
并且他今天召我们来得生。
And he called us to life.
我们下面请诗班的弟兄姐妹再带领我们把这首诗歌唱一遍。
We ask the choir to sing once more this hymn, Just As I Am.
第一遍我们请诗班，我们一同来听他们来唱。那第二遍呢，我们弟兄姐妹们、朋友们可以一起来唱，请大家一起起立。
Let us stand, and we will listen to the choir sing the first stanza, and for the second time, we will sing along with them.
照我本相无善足称
Just as I am without one plead
为你流血为我受称
But that thy blood was shed for me
并且召我来救你得生
And that thou didst me come to thee
耶稣基督我来我来
O Lamb of God I come
请诗班 只唱第一节就可以。在神面前有点祷告。
Let us pray.
在我开始祷告之前
，Before I pray，
我们都来到神的面前。
We all come before God.
我们在这里边有一个请求。
I have a request.
我们照我们的本相来到神的面前。
I have an invitation that is for you to come just as you are.
我们没有什么可以献上的。
There's nothing that we can offer God.
对于我们生命的里边，我们也是没有什么在神面前可以辩护的。
And there's no excuse that we can find before God for the lives that we have led.
但是主耶稣已经为我们流血舍命。
But Jesus Christ has bled for us.
他今天召你来救他得生。
He called you today to be saved.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing to come?
如果你愿意接受主耶稣作为你的生命，
If you are willing to accept Jesus as your new life,
这时候我们邀请你在座位上轻轻地举手。
We invite you to raise your hand.
向神表示你愿意接受他的爱。
To tell God that you are willing to accept His love.
神今天已经把救恩做在我们当中。
God has already accomplished His salvation among us.
他召你来救他得生。
He is calling you to be saved.
此刻圣灵在你的心门敲门。
Holy Spirit is knocking on the door of your heart.
弟兄姐妹们也在为你祷告。
And brothers and sisters are praying for you.
你在一生当中已经寻求了许久。
You may be seeking for a long time.
已经走过了许多的道路。
You have traveled many, many streets and roads.
今天是回家的时候。
It's time for you to come home.
我们中间有没有这样的朋友们？你愿意？
Are there any friends among us?
我们请你在座位上轻轻举手。
You can raise your hand. Praise the Lord.
感谢主，看见了。
Okay, you can lower your hand. Anyone else?
我们相信神今天在我们中间工作。
I believe that God is working amongst us.
他现在向你呼召。
He is calling you today.
你不需要等到你把自己的生命改变得更好。
You don't have to improve your life before you come to Him.
因为靠我们自己，我们不能做的。
Because we can't do it by ourselves.
但是神要赐给我们一个新的生命。
But God wants to give you a new life.
让我们这个时候就敞开我们的心来接受这样的。
So open your heart and accept His love.
还有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone else?
请你把手举一下。
Just raise your hand to accept Jesus.
圣灵在你的门外叩门。
And God is knocking on the door of your heart.
还有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone else?
我们请你在神面前有一个祷告。
And I hope that you will pray this prayer before God.
愿着因为你今天这个决定，你的生命得改变。
Because of your decision today, that your life will be changed.
我们中间还有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone else among?
我们相信圣灵今天在我们中间工作。
We know that Holy Spirit is working in your heart.
我们知道他已经感动了你的心。
He has moved your heart.
让魔鬼一切的捆绑都从这里边被挪去。
We will ask the Lord to remove all the disturbing work of Satan.
让我们心中那个一切的山洼山岗都被除掉。
And all the valleys and mountains and hills can be removed.
照我们的本相来到神的面前。
We come before Him just as we are.
我们中间还有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone else who wants to accept?
我邀请你在座位上轻轻地举手。
Just raise your hand to indicate your decision to God.
还有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone else?
在我们人生的道路上。
And throughout our life.
我们经过了许多的风雨。
We have went through all kinds of difficulties, trials.
今天主耶稣叫你来救他得生。
Jesus today is calling you to be saved.
他要从此与你风雨同舟。
And he wants to walk this life with you through thick and thin.
只要你接受他。
So long as you can accept him, open your heart.
他与你，你与他要一同坐席。
And he and you will sit down at the feast together.
他要伴随你人生的道路。
He will accompany you to walk through life.
在我们中间还有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone else?
我再最后问一句，请你。
My last invitation.
请你把手举起来。
Just raise your hand to accept the Lord.
不要错过这个机会。
Do not let this opportunity go by.
圣灵在等待着你。
Holy Spirit is waiting for you.
还有没有？
Anyone else?
好，那我们下边一同有点祷告。
Let us pray.
如果刚才你举手了
，If you raise your hand，
或者是你没有举手
，Or if you did not raise your hand，
但是你心中有这样的感动
，But you are moved，
我都请你和你和我一同祷告
，And you can pray the same prayer as I do，
你可以在你的心中祷告
，You can pray in your heart，
你可以说阿门
，Or you can say Amen at the end，
我们在神面前做一个决定
，We are making this decision before God，
亲爱的阿爸天父
，Dear Heavenly Father。
我们感谢赞美你。
We praise and thank you.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们在你面前是站立不住的。
And we cannot stand firm before you.
但是你赐下了你独生的儿子。
But you have given us your only begotten son.
为着我们的罪被挂在十字架上。
And he was crucified on the cross for our sins.
今天我愿意敞开我的心。
Today I want to open my heart.
接受你作为我生命的救主。
Accept you as my Savior.
我感谢赞美你。
I praise and thank you.
我过去的罪都被你洗净了。
All my past sins are washed away by you.
我今天的无奈与无助要借着你的同在而被消除。
And you will remove my helplessness and hopelessness.
我对未来的恐惧要借着你那个荣耀的盼望所消除。
And you have taken away the fear for my future.
父神，我感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you.
愿意你接受我这样从心里边发出的祷告。
And I pray that you will accept my prayer from the bottom of my heart.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.